your daily dose of sports and fun. This is the Morning Drive Podcast from Double T 97.3, presented by Cantex Roofing and Construction.
I'm Mike Hebert, owner of Cantex Roofing and Construction. Every day is game day, and we'll get it right when it comes to your roofing, construction, windows, and mirrors. Call Cantex Roofing and Construction today. Together, we are one serving you.
6:32 this morning here on the Morning Drive with Jamie Lint and Jeff McGuire. I'm Chuck Hines. Did you watch any golf over the weekend?
I did not.
I got into the PGA this weekend, and I've struggled with it a little bit because
if we can just go off of Friday's show, I think there was definitely an interest for you there.
Yeah.
Okay. It seems like that would be pretty easy to figure out why you suddenly had the interest.
Well, I don't know. I just got caught up in it, and then I started watching it. And, look, I can't sit here and tell you that I knew all these guys, but, I mean, I knew who Shoffley was and DeChambeau and Morikawa and Scottie Scheffler, who had a really comeback yesterday. I mean, he shot a 65 yesterday. I mean, at one point, he was like 29th or 32nd or something. Did you have a take on all that mess on Friday?
Mess is a good word. That's a really good word. Generally, I'm a fan of if a police officer tells you to do something, no matter what color your skin is, you follow directions and you're in a better situation. At the same time, I feel like there's so much more to the story that we don't know. I mean, we really don't know. So I lean towards thinking that he deserved to be punished and whatever, taken to jail, whatever, all the above. But at the same time, I'm giving plenty of room, space in my head to feel like there's a lot more of the story that's going to come out or that we would need to know before we had a strong opinion one way or the other. At least that's my take.
I as I was thinking about it this weekend, and I wonder if age has a factor in this, because for me personally, respect for authority is first, whether it's, you know, police or teacher or coach or, you know, your boss or things along those lines. That if you're told or asked or instructed to do something, you do it. And I don't know if we've lost that in today's society, respect for authority, respect for your boss, your teacher, your coach.
I think it's definitely become more acceptable to question. And that's partly on authority not being as respect worthy.
Mm-hmm.
And so at all times. And so it's become, some of that's not being disrespectful. Some of that's not trusting in authority.
Yeah.
Okay. And that can go from the lowest level to the highest level of our country. Right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. To your mom, your dad, your boss, to the president.
Respect is earned, no question.
Right. And are they deserving of the respect of when they speak, you don't question it and you say that's the way it is and you move on.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, sometimes we've seen that those in control or those are who are the one making the rules aren't necessarily very trustworthy or worthy of us just dropping things and following in line like they want us to. And so I think that's part of the problem. But I also think that there's a generation, I mean, that we have now of there is a level of disrespect by many, I just don't think that if he knows there's a police officer hanging onto his car that he's dragging him along and keeping going. Okay. I can't imagine that he would do that. Right.
That's what kind of befuddles me too.
Okay. So that says to me that there was clear miscommunication. They had no idea that was happening. I mean, That's but again, I'm 100%. I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're the number one golfer in the world. I don't care if he let 15 cars go in front of you that are in the same situation that you are. If he tells you to stop, stop.
Stop, yeah.
I don't care. You know, just like, I mean, again, we've talked about this kind of stuff a bunch. If a police officer tells you to stop doing something, stop doing it. You know?
I don't understand why that's so hard.
Yeah, I don't get it. But
how many times have you been asked to stop speeding, Chuck?
Well, every time I've been pulled over, I've pulled over.
Okay. See, there you go. That's followed.
I mean, if
Jeff, that speeding is not, you can't compare, right?
Chuck says he always listens to the officer. I'm just asking the question now.
Well, I've done a pretty good job here lately. I mean, the last couple of years.
Of not getting caught.
Not getting caught, right.
Yeah, those are two different things.
But I've never eluded the police. I've never not
That wasn't
done...
the question. The question was, have you listened to them when they told you to stop speeding?
No.
Because I guarantee they told you every time they gave you a ticket.
You know, just like I haven't listened to my mom about interrupting others. I haven't listened to my wife about being a better listener.
Right, but you didn't just say you always listen to your mom or your wife. You said you always listen to the cops.
No, I don't know where you're going.
Where I'm going with this is that I know they have told you to stop speeding.
Well, I've tried to do a better job of that.
You continue to speed.
And you know what? And I've written a check as a result of my infraction. And I do think he should be ticketed with something. I don't think all these charges should be just dropped. I think that there should be something. That there should be something there. I also was a little disappointed, maybe it's too soon for this, but you know, he never said anything about, you know, respecting the authorities or, hey, I'm sorry this happened along this way. I mean, I expected a little bit of, you know, contrition, maybe from both sides, but never really saw it.
I would tell you after Friday morning, I have not read one single article on this story.
Okay.
Yeah.
The golf was really good. I mean, it was compelling yesterday. You know, Bryson DeChambeau, man, he hits a huge putt on 18, and Xander Schauffele, he had to birdie 18 in order to win, and he nailed about a 6-foot putt. So he had some ice water going through his veins.
Nice.
And you know, the PGA used to get lost in the shuffle because it was in August or September, and they moved it. You know, moved it up in the rankings a number of years ago. And I think that was good for them because it got lost with starting college football and high school football and the NFL. And all of a sudden, he's like, oh, the PGA is on this weekend. Who cares? But, you know, now they've got it kind of sandwiched in between the Masters, U.S. Open, and British Open. And golf is kind of struggling right now. So, anyway, if you have a thought or opinion on the golf this weekend, but I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the competition. I was disappointed that our guy Ludwig Åberg did not make the cut. He was a stroke off, Jamie. Just a stroke. He shot a 142 and he just missed the cut. But he went 72-70, so he's got to be just a little bit better. But anyway, and I did not see him in the grocery store this weekend.
That would have been a bad time to see him in the grocery store, right?
Well, he's missed the cut. I mean,
what are you going to say, Chuck?
Hey, sorry you're not playing today. How's the knee? Better luck next time.
See, and you know, Jeff has found this out about me. Okay, like, sorry you're not playing this weekend is just a reminder that you're not playing that weekend. Like Jeff will say, sorry about your team losing this weekend, and I'd rather just not say that.
Yeah.
And he truly is sorry. He is showing compassion. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, you know, sometimes the compassion is just not saying anything.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. It's like that thing that my grandfather gave me once. You ain't learning nothing when you're talking. So I got about a 6th grade education, Jamie.
That's perfect for you and I then.
Yeah, perfect.
No wonder we understand each other so well.
6:41 this morning. The Stay in Sports History is next.
This is the Morning Drive Podcast from Double T 97.3, presented by Cantex Roofing and Construction.
Hey, May is sliding by fast. It is May the 20th. But next week, next Monday, is Memorial Day. How about that?
It is.
It's crazy how quickly the summer is coming up on us.
It means you get a vacation day from me.
I know. I'm excited. Well, and you from me, and Jeff as well. Here's Jeff McGuire with the Stay in Sports History.
1900. Second modern Summer Olympics starts today in Paris. It would continue for the next 5 months. Talk about dragging things out, guys.
No doubt.
Had to get all the commercials in.
It's like, man.
It's like one of those NBA Finals series.
I mean, I know travel in 1900 was hard, but it can't be that hard. 1920, policemen at raid the Chicago Cubs bleachers section and arrest 24 fans for gambling in the stands.
Wow.
What year?
1920. You know, the year after the 1919 White Sox.
Gambling in the stands. That's fun.
1946, Cub Claude Passu makes his first error since September 21st of 1941, ending a pitcher's fielding record of 273 consecutive errorless chances. Big time fast forward button to 1991. Chicago Bulls, Michael Jordan, named the NBA's MVP.
Probably deserved it. A
little bit. And on this day in 2023, in a seven-inning run rule, the Texas Tech Red Raiders defeat Kansas 15-1 at Rick Griffin Park, leaving the six-member senior class that day that was celebrated during the pregame with a smile on their face. It also clinched the series for the Red Raiders, their eighth consecutive series over the Jayhawks dating back to 2015. It's National Pick Strawberries Day.
Pick strawberries. You
know, go find a strawberry bush.
Have you ever picked strawberries? Have you ever gone and picked berries of any sort?
Blueberries.
Blueberries? Okay. I've done a lot of blackberries when I was a little kid. Hmm. There used to be... an area behind where my grandparents lived, and when I would go visit my grandmother, we'd go out there with buckets. We'd be out there for hours. We have scratches everywhere, but man,
buckets.
Yeah, wow, buckets full. Yeah,
and they were so tasty.
Oh, she makes
them
so good.
Blackberry pie or anything like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was phenomenal. That was quality time with grandma.
Was it one bucket for you on the way while you're picking berries and then one bucket to get back?
No, not quite that bad, but I definitely would partake. Yeah, there was some two for the bucket, one for the mouth kind of action going on.
Happy birthday to Chuck's least favorite former Red Raider football player. Tyree Wilson turns 24 today.
I liked him when he played for the Red Raiders.
Right, but now he's your least favorite.
Now he's...
I don't think there's any currently on the Broncos.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering about.
Cher, 78 today.
Wow.
Busta Rhymes, 51.
78?
78.
Wow.
Busta Rhymes, 51. Tony Stewart, 53. And Kevin Frazier is 60. And on this day in 1927, on a rainy morning, pilot takes off from Roosevelt Field. His monoplane was so loaded down with fuel that it barely cleared the telephone wires at the end of the runway. He flew northeast up the East Coast, and as night fell over Newfoundland, he headed across the North Atlantic.
Mm.
His great challenge was trying to stay awake. He actually had to hold his eyelids open with his fingers and hallucinated ghosts flying through the cockpit during the flight. The front windscreen was no help because there was a giant engine where the windscreen would have been, and he only was able to use a periscope to look out the front of his aircraft. He constantly had to balance out the fuel tanks in his plane so that he could remain in flight, because if it got out of whack, he would crash into the North Atlantic Ocean. The next morning, after flying 3,610 miles in 33 and a half hours, Charles Lindbergh lands in Paris, becoming the very first person to cross the Atlantic on a solo flight. The Spirit of St. Louis, after making that flight from basically New York to Paris, was then shipped back across the North Atlantic in a container ship because it couldn't make the flight back because of the rotation of the Earth. It now hangs in the Smithsonian in Washington, D.C., where unfortunately, gentlemen, we'll have to wait until 2026 to see it because the exhibit is under renovations. And that is this day in sports history.
I feel like we know the rest of the story now. Yeah, a little signal there means it's time for our lucky local winning word. Your chance to win some cash. We'll do it tomorrow. Last week we gave away $500.
Nice.
On Thursday. I think we're doing the same tomorrow on Tuesday, but don't hold me to it. Go to DoubleT973.com because DoubleT973 in the home zone bringing you this local contest. So folks that stumble around ball fields here in Lubbock, Texas, America, can win, but you've got to enter to do it. Go to DoubleT973.com and enter the word Yankees. The Yankees today. Yankees. Y-A-N-K-E-E-S. Yankees. That's your lucky local winning word this morning at 6:53. Okay. Would have been interesting if he could have flown back, but I guess, like you said,
he didn't have much fuel left when he touched down.
Right, right. Yeah, it was quite the feat for him to do that. Him and all by himself. Could you do something like that all by yourself?
Fly across an ocean?
Well, I don't know about fly across an ocean, but you know, just
could Jamie be by himself for 33.5 hours? Yeah, uninterrupted.
Like a road trip in the car? Would that be comparable? Absolutely, I could.
Yeah, I think you could, too.
There's no doubt Jamie could be alone for 33.5 hours.
I could hike for 33.5 hours and be good.
I saw some pictures of some guys that took a trip up to Paladuro Canyon and took a little hike. Spectacular pictures, actually.
I got some good hiking in Arizona.
Did you?
I did.
Did you take any pictures, any selfies while you're up there?
I did. There's two mountains right next to the football stadium, and uh-huh. You can climb in up to the top of the one. You get to the peak of the one, and you can look down into the football
stadium. Oh, that's cool. Mm-hmm. That's very cool.
That's really neat.
Yeah.
It didn't take me super long to get up there, so it's not super difficult, but it's still pretty cool.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
The Morning Drive podcast from DoubleT97.3 is presented by Cantex Roofing and Construction.
Good morning with Jamie Lent and Jeff McGuire. I'm Chuck Hines. We come to you this morning from the First United Bank studio and look forward to hearing from you on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. A little bit more on this AJ article, Jamie, with regard to Baron Morton. According to the article and Joey McGuire, the head football coach, Baron Morton's been to three different doctors, including one here, one in Los Angeles, and one in Dallas, all who have expertise in the shoulder, and two of whom, the Rangers team doctor and a doctor in Los Angeles that have done surgery on guys like Shohei Ohtani, Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, Joe Burrow, and Kobe Bryant. And according to Jody McGuire in this article, none so far have recommended surgery for Baron Morton.
That's good.
Yeah, that's really good news. McGuire said this. He goes, we've gone to three different guys. And it was like, you don't want to have surgery unless it's a have to. I think everybody hears that. And like, well, we don't really want to operate unless we have to. It's like, it's only minor surgery if it's on somebody else, right? The guys that are having surgery on this, they have to have surgery. And so we've considered it. We just want that to be a last resort if he has to have it. So if he has to have it. And, man, you do not want to be in that boat. And Coach McGuire said that if he was really concerned about it, or if they had expressed further concern about it, and that they, if they were concerned about his availability, they would have gone into the portal a little bit harder to search for somebody to, you know, to be a I don't know about a better backup or, you know, higher profile backup than what they have.
Maybe more experience at
more experience,
this
right.
level, whatever.
Yeah. I mean, your number two right now is a guy by the name of Cameron Brown, who's from West Georgia. So, and you know, then
which I believe is D2, correct?
That's correct. Yeah, that's correct. So, at any rate, that's kind of where you are at this point in time. And so they're trying to build his shoulder up and strengthen it and things along those lines. And, you know, you just hope that they're able to do that and he's able to do that and follow instructions and all those things and put himself in the best shape possible with his shoulder going into the season. Because, I mean, we could, you know, see it firsthand last year, your inability to throw deep with strength was just not there. And you want to be able to extend the field out some. I mean, you're going to run the ball quite a bit, I would imagine. And you're going to, you know, you've got...
I hope so.
Yeah. Yeah. And you've got that. But, I mean, you can't just be one-dimensional either.
You don't want to be.
Yeah. If you can avoid it. So, that's a little update there on Baron Morton for you and what's going on with him. I saw this yesterday, and I thought this was really interesting to me. And I don't know him, but this guy's name, his name is Jeff Fuller. And basically, he ranked Big 12 schools by their avid fan ranking. Okay, so he devised a formula which included attendance for all sports, but weighted heavily towards football and men's basketball, as well as the capacity for football and basketball. So social media total followers and interaction, again, including all sports, but heavily weighting football and men's hoops. Enrollment, faculty, and staff figures weighted by fan passion based on large student surveys on each campus, and alumni-based data. So for reference, Ohio State was ranked number one in this. But in the Big 12, Texas Tech was ranked number one and 28th overall.
Okay.
In terms of fan passion, avid college sports fans. BYU was second. That was a little bit of a surprise to me. Kansas was third, probably based most on, you know, obviously hoops and their recent success with football. Colorado, you would assume, because of Deion Sanders. Then Arizona State and Arizona. So you look at the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. The top six, you have four newcomers in those slots: BYU, Colorado, Arizona State, and Arizona. Then Iowa State and Kansas State. Probably no shock here that Houston was last, and they were 63rd overall in the country, and Cincinnati was second to last. I'm surprised by this. I don't know all the metrics of what he did, but he had Kansas State fourth from the bottom. Those folks are pretty passionate.
Yeah, I definitely feel like we would be in the conversation as one of the best in the Big 12 conference when it comes to, you know, passion and all that good stuff. I hope our numbers aren't based too much off of social media, that it's more about our fans and the atmosphere that we have at our football and basketball games and all that good stuff.
Yeah. Well, I guess, right. And I like I said, I mean, it was, you know, kind of based on going to games and students.
Yeah, people talking trash on Twitter is not what we're looking for. We're looking for packed houses and basketball. We definitely get that. And for football season, I mean, it's getting better again, so that's positive.
Yeah. Man, I'll tell you, just in looking at the stadium on Friday night, the ramp as you knew it, on the west side, it is very, very small. I mean, it's like... So I don't know where the band is going to enter the football stadium. I know the team is going to enter in the end zone and come out where the goalpost is there on the south end. And then they have now built a building, which is going to be a locker room in the northeast corner of the stadium. And they've built a ramp that will go down there for the visitors to use. And then the southeast corner ramp, I think, is pretty close to the same size as it was before, but so I don't know where the horse comes in. I don't know where the band comes in. I know that they've allotted for that and accounted for that, but I'm just anxious to see how it's all gonna play out. But that south end zone building, just to kind of give it to you in reference, previously you could see the Sports Performance Center clearly taller than the South End Zone project. Now, you can't see the South End Zone. You can't see the Sports Performance Center because the South End Zone covers it up. And it's not like it was there for any aesthetics or anything like that, but I mean, it was always kind of cool to see, and I'm not complaining or anything, but it's just that just tells you how massive that South End Zone is and how tall it is, that it now covers up the Sports Performance Center as you sit there.
Yeah, and the Sports Performance Center is not short, so.
No.
Yeah.
No, not by any stretch of the imagination, but I'm excited that they're going to get the crane out of there today. I don't know if there's a special ceremony or anything for that, or you know.
Well, if there was a ceremony, I imagine you would have gotten an invite for as much time as you've been there.
Pretty famous person that they would want there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Drive it out. Drive the crane out.
Mm-hmm. I don't know that they'd let
they'd
you drive.
They probably heard about your driving.
Probably so.
But if there was a ceremony that and
ribbon
hands
cutting
would be shaken, you would have gotten an invite.
Yeah, probably so. They've still got quite a bit of work to do. I mean, they're finishing out and things like that, and then the Womble football facility, which will be done sometime in the fall. But man, that thing's going up extremely fast. This from the Yates Flooring Center chat line. Sonny and Cher played at one of my homecomings at Texas Tech. How about that?
That's pretty cool.
This, outside of indoor track, ranch horse team, cheer and meet judging, has this been a down year overall for Tech extracurriculars?
I'd say basketball was on an upswing for the men's side.
Uh-huh.
I'd say
you won a bowl game.
Football was flat. I wouldn't call it down. Baseball, absolutely down. Softball, step in the right direction.
Yeah.
Men's and women's tennis, I would call them up from where they were a year ago.
Golf, you're playing for a national championship.
Soccer, rocket ship,
yeah.
Up.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean.
Women's hoops was down.
Was there some downs? Sure.
Yeah.
But this was not the year of suck.
No. No. So I wouldn't say it's a down year. I wouldn't say it was a down year. It wasn't your best ever, but I wouldn't say it was down. Some sports were down.
Mm-hmm.
Disappointing.
I would say it was down year. You didn't win a game in the NCAA basketball tournament. You're most likely not going to win one in baseball. You underperformed in football.
Okay. When you put it like that, yeah, it's hard to argue.
The Morning Drive podcast from Double T 97.3 is presented by Cantex Roofing and Construction. Jamie's question of the day on Double T 97.3 is brought to you by Kinetico of West Texas.
All right, gentlemen, we're going to talk some Red Raider baseball here at the Big 12 tournament. My question to you guys is, if Tech is going to pull off a major upset and win the Big 12 tournament, who would be the guy that would have to be named the most outstanding player? What guy can lead you there? It really probably needs to be a collection of guys. Not just one, but you only get to throw one name at me.
Who is going to put that team on his back and say, follow me, boys, right?
Yeah, climb aboard.
Climb aboard. The first name that comes to my mind is Kevin Bazell.
Okay.
Okay. I'm just spitballing here, but it just seems like he's got a little fire in the belly, and he's your catcher, and he's obviously capable of a designated hitter. He's a guy that's hit the ball at times very well for you. So I'm going to say Kevin Bazell.
It's a good answer. It's not the one I'm going with, but that's a good answer. I want to give Chuck credit for that. I'm going Gavin Cash. This is a former guy, like last year, was in contention for player of the year in the Big 12. And he hasn't had a terrible year this year, but it hadn't been to that level. And if you're going to do what you need to do, you've got to get the offense going this week, starting tomorrow. And I think it starts with him. That he needs to be knocking the cover off the ball. He needs to be starting rallies and getting things going with this team. And he's done some of that this year, but he needs to be an afterburner this week.
Okay. Good answers, both of them. I mean, as far as Gavin goes, I feel like you've never had a player this year that, like, carried you for a stretch. Gavin did that last year. And when he had his 26 homer, 84 RBI year, he did that at times last year a bunch. And he's really never gotten on one of those roles this year, feels like. Chuck mentioned the fire in the belly of Kevin Mazzell. Man, I would like to see that fire, because Kevin is, his numbers are really good. He's a great player. I just have never seen that that level yet this year of him just like taking over.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's kind of part of what the problem has been for your offense. You just haven't had that dude. I'm going to go, I think a couple other good answers would have been Drew Woodcox or Austin Green. Okay. But I'm going to go a little outside the box here. And I don't, as we know, this ballpark for these Big 12 players, it plays big. Okay. You played five games there at the beginning of the season. I think you had three home runs in five games. Okay. And I would expect it's going to be similar to that in the postseason. So to me, it's not the big home run hitters, okay? It's the doubles guys, or it's the guys that can get on base a lot and create havoc that way. And one of the things that was really fun to watch about your offense this past weekend was the contribution from Gage Harrelson. Gage Harrelson is my answer. Gage has elite speed. He's really, really good on defense. Okay, he can run down a lot of balls, and in that center field area in Arlington, I mean, you're going to need him to play well, but he's stealing bases left and right. Okay, if he can get on base, whether it be via a walk or singles, you know, maybe get one in a gap, whatever, but if he can get on base, it just changes things, because now you've got a guy out there who's pestering a pitcher. You got a guy out there who's creating havoc on the base pass where we just haven't seen much of that this season. And we saw a lot of it this past weekend. If you look at your offensive numbers, I mean, they were better. Mm-hmm. They were good. And that was on the road where you hadn't played well, right?
Right.
So, and yes, the ball was traveling and you were able to hit home runs, so that factored in too. But I think it's a guy like Gage Harrelson. I mean, if you can get him going and get him on the base pass and get the merry-go-round going a little bit, I think that maybe lets other guys loosen up a little bit. So I'm going to go with a guy like Harrelson.
Okay. Let me ask you this. What do you think the status of Austin Green's going to be for the Big 12 tournament?
What do I think? I think he will play.
Okay.
That's my guess.
Did he hurt his knee or his wrist on that play in right field?
Looked like something with his arm.
Yeah. 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 When he was trying to go up and get a ball that was kind of in the corner there, and it looked like, I don't know. Just was kind of awkward trying to go get it. All right, here's some reaction from the 8th Flooring Center chat line. Johnny Allstaff needs to be the MVP. Being able to have shutdown innings will be the key. In every game, it's two steps forward, three steps back when it comes to the bullpen.
Yeah, I don't disagree with any of that, but that's right. Johnny Allstaff, that insinuates that there's a bunch of different guys in the pitching staff that are contributing and getting you zeros, and so... Yeah, I think it's a good answer.
I'm going with the guy named Error. He needs not to show up.
I like the creativity.
Yeah. Error.
Error. Imagine naming your kid Error.
Mm-hmm. Any...
There's Error Jordan and there's Error Wilson.
I think I know the answer to this question. You weren't asked to give any kind of pregame speech or anything to the... to the squad this weekend, were you?
I was.
Were you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What happened then?
I just rapped for them.
Did you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you think if you did something like that, that would loosen everybody up? I think they'd be shocked by that.
I don't know what would happen. I would be shocked by that.
There'd be a couple of guys be like, who's this guy talking to us and why
yeah,
do we care?
That's right. Well, who is this guy? I've always wondered why he's on the plane with us. Why is he here?
Somebody says, this Damian Bravo, this team was much better when he was rolling.
Agreed, but it's been a while since he was rolling.
Yeah.
He doesn't look healthy at the plate at all.
740, Boom 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 is next.
Your daily dose of sports and fun. This is the Morning Drive Podcast from Double T 97.3, presented by Cantex Roofing and Construction.
Good morning with Jamie Lent and Jeff McGuire. I'm Chuck Hines. Great to have you with us today on the Morning Drive. We come to you from the First United Bank studio. Thoughts, comments, Yates Flooring Center chat line. Go to DoubleT97.3.com for that, or the mobile app. Visual Edge IT hotline is open too at 806-771-0973. Curious if you or anyone has any advice for me for today. I'm speaking to a group of fourth graders and fifth graders as part of Career Day at Lubbock Cooper West.
If I have any advice for you.
Yeah. How would you...
What do you got, Jeff?
How would you describe this, what we... This circus carnival, this 3 hours of... Sitting around, jaw dropping, you know, ton wagon kind of career that we've cobbled ourselves into.
I don't want to lie to the kids.
I should tell them it's fun, right?
Again, I don't want to lie to the kids.
Yeah.
I have fun.
Yeah, I have fun. Yeah.
But this is really not your real job.
Well, I mean, I have several jobs, right?
Yeah.
But I don't want to do the City Slicker thing. Remember the movie City Slicker?
Mm-hmm.
Where, you know, Billy Crystal goes into his kid's class and he's following the fireman and the policeman and the doctor and the nurse. And he goes, what do you do for a living? I sell air. That's all I can think about. I sell air. But I thought I'd really try to entertain him with what we do here, and you know, maybe a little bit of the business side of things. Not very much.
Fourth graders, you said?
Fourth, and then have a class of fourth graders, and then a class of fifth graders, the young phenoms class.
You get paid to watch sports?
I get paid to watch sports. Yeah, there you go.
I'll just be honest with you. Fourth and fifth graders, I don't think you can entertain them.
Yeah, they're hard, right? Yeah,
and unless you bring them all a phone.
Bring them all a phone, okay?
Man. I mean, I'm just being honest, right?
Right. Yeah, no.
What is one of us old guys going to do to entertain fourth and fifth graders?
I don't know.
I don't think any of them are like...
Stand on my head?
I don't think any of them at this are listening to the radio on the morning on the way to work and thinking to themselves, that looks like, it sounds like so much fun.
That's what I need to be doing, right?
Yeah.
That's what I need to be doing.
I mean... You can tell them about a job.
Mm-hmm.
You can let them know different options that
right.
they have in life and different things. But,
right.
I mean, the thought of you entertaining them, mm-hmm. it just feels like we would be just swinging and missing. It would
swinging
be like an
missing.
Impossible task that you're putting on yourself here.
I thought I'd ask them some questions, see if I could get any response. And my teacher daughter told me good luck with that. She was kind of being sarcastic back to me.
I don't think she was being sarcastic.
I think she was
telling you, good luck with that.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Because that ain't going to work.
I was going to ask them if they're curious. What do they want to be when they grow up? You know, who likes to talk? Their favorite team, their favorite sports team, their favorite player? Any teams or schools
actually,
you don't like?
Go back. That's actually a really good question. Because I'm willing to bet both you and I, Chuck... were the ones that got docked in class for talking too much.
Yeah.
In fact, my dad, to this day, has a certificate that I got in seventh grade
mm-hmm.
of most improved... What?
Direction follower?
No. It was most improved on... I can't remember what it was like the actual word is. But it was because I had made a concerted effort... not to talk during class that six-week period.
Mm.
And I got that little certificate. He stapled it to his workbench in the garage in Houston. When he moved, he pulled that off and stapled it to his workbench when he moved to Tulsa, and now it's in his garage in Where is he at now? In South Texas. Like, he is very proud of that certificate that I got.
And what was the certificate again?
Not talking as much for a 6-week period in class.
Not talking as much.
So ask the kids which one of them, who's always getting in trouble for talking in class? You guys could have a career in radio.
Yeah, you could. You could be like me.
Hey, it doesn't have to be that guy, though.
Doesn't have to be that. No, but that's a relatable thing that they know.
I don't ever remember getting in trouble in class for talking too much.
See, I do. I always wanted to know how many percentage points do you get for classroom participation, because I knew that I could do that. And generally speaking, it was much less than what I would have given if I had been the teacher. Like, it's only like 5%. Somebody said, yes, Chuck, don't be yourself. Wow.
I just think that, I mean, if you're going in with a goal, I'm going to entertain these kids with a thought in your mind that, man, these kids are going to be like, yay, Mr. Chuck, way to go, Mr. Hines. Oh, we're so, please don't leave. We're so excited.
The fourth graders like me.
You're setting yourself up for failure.
Oh, I know. I'm just trying to get through it, man. I'm just trying not to bore them, to be quite honest with you.
And that's exactly what you need to think.
Yeah. I'm just trying not to bore them. I'm just trying not to.
Them being entertained, I mean, what entertains a fourth grader? What are your grandchildren entertained by?
Oh, man.
Phone, a TV.
Right.
And if they're into playing sports, being outside running around, nothing to do with sitting in a classroom in fourth grade.
Right. Right.
That's just the truth, right?
Somebody says,
I mean, those are also the same things that for the three of us.
Right.
Right? What do we like to do? Play on our phones, look at our, watch our TV sports, or go out and play sports. That's pretty much, those are entertaining things for us.
Somebody says this, tell them you are a professional website reader, okay? Tell them you are a professional speaker. You talk in sports and sales. Yeah, I do that.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. Those lucky kids have no idea what sort of glad-handing seminar they are in for.
You could teach them all how to do good handshakes.
Yeah.
Put them in a line and teach them how to do handshakes.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah. Look me in the eye, young man.
Mm-hmm.
Shake my hand. Don't be a limp wrist, right?
I'm not real big on mattering how tight somebody grips a handshake.
It doesn't have to be a death grip, but I mean just a nice firm handshake.
I'm not a handshake judger.
What day this week are you speaking to the new home kids, Chuck? They haven't invited me yet.
It's surely not going to be invited over at Monterey either after you talked about how much you don't like them.
I don't care for them, right?
Yeah.
Man, you got full reports on set. Were you listening on Friday?
I was listening.
Were you really?
Yeah.
Well, you going, oh my God, I'm so glad.
Well, after I started getting these texts and like, dude, you got to listen to Chuck right now.
Was it like, man, it's so entertaining, you got to listen to Chuck right now? Or it's like, oh my God.
I wouldn't say exactly that's what they said.
It's like,
said.
You got to listen to Chuck right now. I hope you enjoyed your day off from us.
I was out walking and hiking and listening to you guys.
This has been the Morning Drive Podcast, presented by Cantex Roofing and Construction. Check out our library of Double T 97.3 podcasts at DoubleT 97.3.com.